new British Treasury Chief Jeremy Hunt has reversed most of an economic package announced by the government just 3 weeks ago, including planned cut in income taxes. On Monday, he was scrapping almost all the tax cuts announced last month by the Conservative government and signaled public spending cuts are on the way. It was a bid to soothe turbulent financial markets spooked by fears of excessive borrowing. Hunt also said more spending cuts are coming. The United States and Mexico say they are preparing a UN resolution that would authorize, quote, an international assistance mission to help improve security in crisis-wracked Haiti so desperately needed humanitarian aid can be delivered to millions in need. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield made the announcement at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council as thousands across Haiti organized protests demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The U.S. ambassador said the proposed non-UN mission would be limited to time and scope and would be led by a partner country that's not named, quote, with the deep necessary experience required for such an effort to be effective. Documents released by a U.S. House committee shows Donald Trump's private companies charged high rates for the Secret Service to stay at Trump properties during his presidency, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The House Oversight Committee says Donald Trump made more than 500 trips to his properties while he was president, and the Secret Service was charged room rates of more than $800 per night at least 11 times. Documents show two charges of more than $1,100 a night. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney sent a letter to the Secret Service saying the exorbitant rates point to a possible taxpayer-funded windfall for former President Trump's struggling businesses. The Trump Organization denies the allegations. The former president's son, Eric, says the Trump family is likely the first family in American history to have not profited off the United States government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.